Now, this time of year is a time when an awful lot of parents hear that their children are not doing as well in school as they would have hoped. Typically, the scenario unfolds something like this. The kid is competent and capable, so say the teachers, but he's not turning in the work, or he's ditzy, or he forgets, or he lies about what he has for homework, or he doesn't tell mom and dad what he has to do. And as a result, his grades go into slippage mode. Typically, third grader, fourth grader, fifth grader, so when it starts, you get up around seventh, eighth, ninth grade, it's in full bloom. Many parents accept it. Many parents simply say, well, you know, teacher says he can get A's and B's. He gets B's and C's, and he kind of slides. He just does the minimum he has to do to get by, and I guess I just live with that, and that's the way it is, and that's the way kids are nowadays. I made a statement many years ago that I believe is now even more true than then. I said, the average ability student can now get B's and easily get B's. Well, with the onslaught, steamrolling self-image movement that pervades education out there, the average grade is now an A or a B. That's right. We don't want anybody thinking they're average. We want to make them A or B. Friend of mine, who is a teacher, been teaching many years. And one of his laments is the fact that there is relentless pressure from administration, from principles that are laid down from further up into the State Department of Education, federal pushes, to shift the grade scale. He was once a very demanding, strict, expecting a lot from the kid's teacher. He told me, he teaches sixth grade, that his grades, here's how they broke down. Are you ready? 45% of the children got A's. Half got A's. 28% got B's. Now, those of you who maybe have gone to school and don't know your arithmetic, that's 63%. That means almost two-thirds of the students got an A or a B. 20% got C's. Must have been the ones that just didn't turn in anything at all. And 6% got a D. Now, let's just look at this.
Well, Dr. Ray, if they got an A, give them an A.
Yes. But if the grading scale is a continuum, which is what it is, which means that most folks are average. Most folks are average in everything. It's life. If somebody tells me I'm tall, Dr. Ray, you're tall. I say, I'm 5'9". That's slightly below average now on the male height chart. Well, you're tall. Oh, really? Well, I feel good about myself now because I'm tall. But reality is, as I look around me at all the other guys, most of them are taller than me. Most of them are better at grammar than I. So whether you shift the continuum to make me feel good or not, reality still is I'm not average height. So you shift the continuum to give 45% of your people A's and 28% of your people B's, they may feel real good about themselves, but the reality is the average is now an A or a B. So an A or a B doesn't mean that much anymore because everybody's got one. You can't play with reality. I'm going to draw what some of you might think is a tenuous relationship. I believe a large part of this is because we have secularized our approach. We have turned our back on what would be traditional morality at some sense. Let me explain. Objection, Your Honor! Your Honor, let me explain. I will discuss where I'm going with this. Objection overruled. I don't care about any window. I'm going to ignore it. Now, I'm on a roll. if we can't tell someone they're average, because that'll affect their self-image and they got to feel good about themselves. Morally, I believe that more people used to understand that what mattered was our conduct. What mattered was our relationship with God. What mattered was how God viewed us. As we've abandoned God, other things have become more important. Other things take their place. Self-image is taking some of the place. Self-image basically says, I need to think I'm great. I need to think I'm good, I'm wonderful, I'm unique, I'm tremendous. And I get A's and B's. And it doesn't matter that everybody else get A's and B's, I get A's and B's. But the problem is, why can't we accept that someone's average? That's okay. That's true self-image, to be able to say, I'm average, and that's all right. Most of us are average in a lot of things. Let me try to hit a baseball coming in at 87 miles an hour. I'd stink. I wouldn't be average. I'd be terrible. That's okay. What matters is my character, my relationship with God, my conduct. That's what matters above all things. But no, as we've lessened that in value, then we have to make sure that the kids feel good about a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, we got to give them stickers for everything, for breathing. And we've got to make sure that anything they do, they get a trophy for. And you got to get A's. Everybody's got to get A's now. But you know the irony here, and this is the ultimate irony. Reality will not let you do this, because all we will succeed in doing is cheapening A's. For a while, there'll be a group of kids that will think, I'm pretty smart because I get A's and B's. And their parents will be happy and pleased. But pretty soon, straight A's won't mean much anymore. Why? Because 45% of the kids got them. And 28% got B's. So 63% of kids are AB students. So an AB student, which used to be a source of pride, it used to be a source of accomplishment, is now I'm average. Statistically speaking, 63% is average. If you've got 63% of the folks covering that continuum, they are the norm. So you see, even if you mess with the scale, the reality always wins. I am not tall. I can call myself tall. I can feel like I'm tall around all my short little Italian relatives. But in fact, in the real world, I'm not tall. And if you even call me tall, so what? I may feel good about it, but reality will keep intruding as I look upwards at all these other guys around me.